This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and WTIP North Shore Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais, Minnesota. My name is Aaron Brown, and I am your host for this evening. I will not lie, we've been looking forward to coming up to the North Shore for this show in Grand Marais for a long time. I know locals, you often allow the landscape of a place like this to blend into the day-to-day, but for the rest of Minnesota and folks even farther away, the drive up Highway 61 to Grand Marais is an astounding, astonishing experience. When you get to drive it as part of your job, well, that almost feels like getting away with something. Unless you drive it for work every day, in which case you're probably lucky to be alive. Because it's a tiny little road perched on big cliffs full of tourists, and it's a death trap, really. But the prettiest one you've ever seen. And that's true. It's a gorgeous drive. Just watch the road. Just please watch that road. I'm from the Iron Range, or at least the swamps and woods near the Iron Range. I grew up in a land of mine blasts, piles of overburden, and a landscape shaped by the hands of four generations of people and their machines. The views I see on the Iron Range are awesome, stunning, compelling, powerful, but like the woman wearing pajama pants at the gas station slurping Mountain Dew slushies out the spigot, not traditionally beautiful.
He's not lying. That's a true picture.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it if I hadn't seen it. Every one of us eventually has our North Shore encounter. For some reason, either planned or spontaneous, the car tilts north out of Duluth. Before long, we're seeing lighthouses, waterfalls, and rocks that human beings have yet to dislodge. Or perhaps, like me, I often take the back way. Of course, you all know the back way. St. Louis County Highways 16 and 15 through the long tamarack marshes, scrub brush, pines, the Palos, the Fairbanks. Suddenly you emerge from the range, you emerge in Silver Bay, a shining city on a hill protected by the statue of Rocky Taconite, an anamorphic iron ore man whose resemblance to Deer Scat remains purely coincidental. That's old Rocky Taconite.
Clever.
The North Shore is special to me in part because that's when my wife and I, Christine and I, we went on our first date almost 17 years ago, and it was a day trip from Hibbing to up the North Shore and back, and that was like a whole day. Our first meal was at a Greasy Spoon in Silver Bay. We first held hands at Palisade Head. Oh, yeah. I know. The whole operation.
Scandalous.
Yeah. It literally took 14 hours, and it's a really good thing it went well because when you think about how that could have gone, you know, hour three, hour four, hour seven, you know. I might not have come back from Palisade Head, actually. We would return in years to follow. Of course, my sister ended up living here in Grand Marais, and she worked at a place called My Sister's Place, which made it very easy for us to remember where she worked. And a lot of seasonal towns, Grand Marais shrinks down in the winter and then grows up in the summer. But it's, of course, named for the French term Big Marsh. So I kind of like how Grand Marais sounds as opposed to Big Marsh, Minnesota, but it's a special place. It's a place where people had to come here by ship or canoe to reach here in the old days, and for many, many years, that's the only way you could get here is on a boat or a small craft of some kind, and of course, Lake Superior is not, it's not an ocean, but it is basically an ocean, and it's truly a freshwater sea. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow once wrote, "My soul is full of longing for the secret of the sea, and the heart of the great ocean sends a thrilling pulse through me." And I dare you to stand at the shore of Lake Superior here in Grand Marais and not feel what Mr. Longfellow is talking about. This is the first broadcast that could technically be heard, a broadcast of ours that could be heard on radios aboard a Laker on Lake Superior. So I like to think that out there, there's a ship. And on that ship are some sailors, and they're in a small, contained, confined place in the underneath the oar, in the oar ship, and it smells like chicken soup, even though no one's had chicken soup in days, you know, just like that smell in that place. They're here, and they've got a little radio, and they're listening to us here in Grand Marais, and so hi, guys. Hello. We've got a little number we've put together just for you. And so here, welcome to the stage, of course, our piano man, Nikolai Koivunen, and Jason Skorich. Here's a little number for the sailors on Lake Superior right now.
legs superior. You're the captain. I'm your first mate. It's time to get this boat down to Silver Bay. Let's not hesitate. Summer's near. Some taconite, it's time for taconite. It's time for taconite. A long time ago, I started working for you. When cold, I had nothing better. Transporting taconite pellets that become steel. Captain, tell me, do I ever make you angry on the water? Don't think you can fire me ever. I married your daughter. I know that you wanted a sailor. A folk school bar.
And I'm married to your daughter.
Just a folk school potter.
I'm still married to your daughter.